Hello, hello everyone. Welcome to this episode of Sunday Messages. I have a quick episode for you today. I have a parable to share with you. And this was actually inspired by my recent emotional dip. And it reminded me of a conversation that I had many, many years ago with a friend of mine. I was in a really dark place emotionally, and I asked him one day, I said, do you have time for a phone call? And I just needed some help and clarity and support. And we spent several hours on the phone, and towards the end of the conversation, he told me the story that I'm about to tell you. And at the time, I hated it. It made me so, so, so angry, but I never forgot it. Like, it stuck with me in a way that I think about it all the time. And so I find myself, when certain things come up for me mentally, I find myself recalling this story. It had a really significant impact on me. And so naturally, I've got to tell you as well. So there was once a monk who was on his way to see the Buddha. And as he was walking on his journey, he came across a man who was meditating. And he chose a really horrible place to meditate. It was in the sun. He was overheating. He started getting covered in ants that were biting him. And he was just absolutely miserable while he was meditating. And he asked the monk that was passing him, he said, hey, when you go see the Buddha, can you ask him how many lifetimes it's going to take me to become enlightened? And he said, sure, I'll go ahead and ask him for you. So he continues along his path to go see the Buddha. And on the way, he sees another man who is dancing and celebrating and having the time of his life. He is just bopping around all over the place. He's having a good time. He's enjoying himself. He's dancing, sipping a drink, having fun, chatting with friends. He's living it up. And he says to the monk, he says, hey, when you go see the Buddha, can you ask him how many more lifetimes it's going to take me to become enlightened? And the monk says, yeah, sure, I'll go ahead and ask him for you. So a couple weeks later, he comes back on the return journey and he runs into the first guy who was meditating first. And the monk says, hey, I went and I asked the Buddha how long it was going to take you to become enlightened. And he said, it's going to take you 6 more lifetimes. And the man just breaks down in tears. He is like, I can't take this anymore. I hate this. I'm in pain. I'm in agony. The sun is roasting me. My flesh is just, I can't take this. So he's upset, he's distressed, he's covered in ant bites, he's sunburned, he is not having a good time. And so, of course, the monk has to leave, and he continues on his merry way. And then he notices the other guy, the man who was dancing, and he was still dancing, he was still partying, having a good time, chatting with people, living it up, having the time of his life. And the monk comes up to him and he says, I talked to the Buddha and he told me that you have 999 more lifetimes before you become enlightened. And the man says, what? Only 999 more lifetimes? And he starts dancing harder than ever before. He's having more fun than ever before. He is celebrating. He's having the time of his life. He's in pure ecstasy. And boom, in that moment, he became enlightened. Now, when I first heard that story and I was in a very dark place, I told my friend right after he told me that story, I was like, oh man, that makes me so angry. That just made me so mad when he told me that. And he started laughing at me. And the funny thing about this is years later, his wife ended up in my mastermind, Graced. And one of the things that I like to do in my masterminds is anytime I have like a story to tell or a piece of wisdom to drop or a little blessing or whatever, I'll just dump stuff into my mastermind. Anytime I'm running a group space like that, it's like, aside from what we're doing in there, I always intend that there's going to be overflow that I pour into my mastermind. And one day I decided that I wanted to share that story inside Graced, and she was in there. And she ended up telling me that that story was also significant for her, because remember, I heard it from her husband. And I didn't realize that story was tied into a significant event in their life. And she was able to see the effects of all of these different things that had happened in her life through me sharing that story in that moment. It was just a very wild, full circle moment. And it's always interesting when you're participating in a way that you don't even realize. And that's what ended up happening with this. And it was just so beautiful and synchronistic. And this is something that I find myself contemplating often, particularly if you remember at the beginning of 2023, that was kind of my MO. I went through this season of just wanting to enjoy myself, wanting to play, wanting to have fun, wanting to keep it as light as possible, relax as much as possible. And I have to tell you, things really do smooth out quickly when you're able to do that effectively and genuinely. Not just making it a project, but actually wanting to enjoy and seeking enjoyment more often. And many of you saw what was happening in my life at that time. You were watching the whole thing unfold. So anyway, that is the teaching for today. And my mastermind applications are open until the 29th. You know, I've got to be honest, every time I let people know about Graced, or I'm talking about it in a podcast or on Instagram stories or whatever, I find myself wanting to share more about it, but it's almost difficult to talk about the container beyond logistics. Because what I know for sure in my work is that everyone is bringing me something different. And so whenever people are in a really intimate space, like a mastermind or one-on-one, the work that we're doing together never looks the same. And it's never one size fits all. And like everyone is in a different season and dealing with different things and has different desires and, you know, different degrees of mental and emotional sensitivity to their inner world. And so I find that Graced is like the most difficult container for me to describe, because there's no curriculum. It's not like when I'm talking about slut magic, it's like these are the things that are contained within this program. And instead, this container in particular is, well, it depends on what you bring to me and what you need to work on and what you're wanting. You know what? Actually, if you are wanting to get into Graced and you've been thinking about it, contemplating, aren't entirely sure if it's going to be a good fit for you, anything like that, go fill out your application. And if you have questions for me about what to expect, is it a good fit for you, anything along those lines, you can include them in the application. And If it's straightforward, I'll get back to you via email, but if it's more nuanced, then I'm happy to get on a call with you, or if you follow me on Instagram, you can DM me on Instagram and we can chat about it there. Whatever. Whatever you want. Whatever is easy. So, remember, graced applications close on the 29th. The link for that will be in the show notes if you want to check that out, if you want to go look at all the details, check out the testimonials, fill out the application. If you have any questions, please, please, please do not hesitate to reach out. And that's all for now. Thank you so much, everyone. I love you all so much. I hope you have a fantastic week, and I will talk to you next time. Bye.